Senate Bill 17, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the authority of the Public Utilities Commission with regard to wind energy facilities.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senate Bill 17 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President?
I'm losing you. Where are you? Oh,
Mr.
Senator
President.
Peterson. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I apologize for the volume of my voice. I think I'm catching the capital crud or whatever is going around, so the quality isn't very good. I'm sorry. Senate Bill 17 is an act to revise certain provisions concerning the authority of the Public Utilities Commission with regard to wind energy facilities. The intent of Senate Bill 17 is to clarify the PUC siting authority for wind projects of 100 megawatts or greater in order to avoid legal challenges that could delay or stop wind projects, and to streamline the PUC siting process for wind projects from a 12 to 18 month time period to 6 months or less. Senate Bill 17 will not preempt local decision making for the siting of wind projects. The PUC siting authority is designed to ensure that a proposed energy facility will comply with all applicable laws and rules and will not pose a threat of serious injury to the environment or to the social and economic conditions of the inhabitants, will not impair the health, safety, or welfare of the inhabitants, and will not unduly interfere with the orderly development of the region. It allows greater public participation into the development of energy conversion facilities. When a large wind farm is built, the towers, when aggregated, may meet the 100 megawatt threshold. Instead of waiting to interpret the statute when a company files or does not file an application, the PUC wants the statute clarified now to prevent any possible legal challenges to the PUC's interpretation of the statute, legal challenges that could delay or even stop the construction of large wind farms. Wind farms are constructed in a much shorter time frame than your typical energy conversion facility, such as a coal plant. 6 months is the maximum amount of time that the PUC could take to evaluate an application. Thus, an application could be approved in less than 6 months. As amended, Senate Bill 17 will allow the PUC to site wind farms that are capable of generating 100 or more megawatts. This amendment resulted from discussions with the industry. For the siting of wind projects, Senate Bill 17 is now more consistent with the siting of other energy conversion facilities, such as coal plants, which are subject to the PUC siting authority only if those facilities are capable of generating 100 megawatts or more of electricity. Senate Bill 17 also gives the PUC siting authority over the addition of wind turbines to an existing wind farm of 25 megawatts or more greater. This provision regarding the expansion of wind farms is designed to prevent a company from constructing a wind farm capable of generating 80 megawatts and then later putting in another 25 megawatts without the wind farm being subject to any siting authority, even though the wind farm now exceeds the 100 megawatt threshold. Another change proposed by the bill as amended is to grant the PUC rulemaking authority to require bonds, guarantees, insurance, and other requirements to provide the funding for the removal of a wind tower. This is on page 4, lines 18 and 19. This is to provide protection for the landowners when a wind farm is no longer operating and the towers need to be removed. I ask for your support of Senate Bill 17. Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 17? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 17. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein? Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Dunwall?
Aye.
Dunnison?
Aye.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly? Klochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Linz?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton Dan?
Aye.
Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two Bulls? Mr. President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 17, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Ladies and